This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McKee. U.S. Senator Tim Scott, the lead Republican advocating for policing reforms, now says that the U.S. can curb police killings on American streets with better law enforcement training and more accountability. Republican and Democratic lawmakers in Washington are in the midst of a legislative debate over U.S. policing practices in the wake of a controversial death of African-American men while in police custody. Scott says the two political parties agree on 70% of what's needed, but differences remain as the Republican-controlled Senate and the Democratically-controlled House of Representatives head to key votes this week and next. A New York City police officer has been suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck in what the police commissioner called an apparent chokehold. The department's action to suspend the officer was stunning in its swiftness, occurring just hours after the morning confrontation on a beach boardwalk in the section of Queens. A video shot by one of the men involved showed a group of officers tackling a black man, with one of them putting his arm around his neck as he lay face down on the boardwalk. In that video, someone says, "Stop choking him, bro." The officer relaxes his grip after a fellow officer taps him and pulls on his shirt. The NYPD has long banned chokeholds. Their use has been especially fraught since the 2014 death of Eric Garner. After an officer put him in a chokehold while trying to arrest him, he died. And that sparked the I Can't Breathe movement. Governor Andrew Cuomo recently signed into law a sweeping package of police accountability measures, including a ban on chokeholds, following protest over George Floyd's killing. And again, a New York police officer suspended without pay after he was recorded putting his arm around a man's neck and with the police commissioner deemed an apparent chokehold. This is VOA News. The global death toll from COVID-19 approaches 468,000, and it's approximately 120,000 in the United States, where some health experts are warning of what they call a second wave of COVID-19 this fall. Others say the United States and some other parts of the world are not over the first wave. The number of confirmed global infections quickly approaches the milestone of 9 million. It's more than 2.2 million in the U.S. Brazil, number two in the world, and both coronavirus deaths and infections passed the milestone of 50,000 dead from the virus Sunday. Supporters of Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro actually decided to hold several rallies in São Paulo on Sunday to call for an end to the coronavirus restrictions and the resumption of economic activities. Demonstrators draped in Brazilian flags gather in one of São Paulo's main avenues to show their support of Bolsonaro, who has shunned social distancing during the pandemic and called it a job-killing measure more dangerous than the virus itself. Since first arriving in the country, the virus' rapid spread has eroded support for Bolsonaro and has raised fears of economic collapse after years of anemic growth. Chinese health authority has said Monday that it received reports of 18 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases on the Chinese mainland Sunday, of whom 11 were domestically transmitted and 7 were imported. No deaths related to the disease were reported Sunday, according to the commission, and no patients were discharged from hospitals. As of Sunday, the overall confirmed cases on the mainland has exceeded 83,000, including 349 who were still being treated, 12 in critical condition. The United Nations is accusing Taliban insurgents and Afghan government forces of deliberate attacks on the country's healthcare workers and facilities during the coronavirus outbreak. In a special report released Sunday, the UN assistance mission in Afghanistan documents 15 incidents of violence targeting healthcare since early March, when the pandemic reached the war-torn country. North Korea says it has readied thousands of balloons and millions of leaflets in preparation for retaliatory punishment against South Korea. Defectors in the South regularly send leaflets which criticize the North's leader, Kim Jong-un. Analysts say that this is the latest provocation by the North aimed at forcing concessions from Seoul and Washington, D.C. And the European Union and China will seek to cool tensions Monday at a video summit. This is the first formal talks since ties soured over European accusations in Beijing. I'm Tommy McNeil.